to Anxiety Buster, Confidence Booster, the podcast for people suffering from any form of anxiety or confidence issues. My name's Denise Bosk, and each week I'll cover a particular topic, giving you the tools and solutions, strategies and insights to build emotional resilience and get your life back without the what ifs. Welcome to episode 8. How to have a balanced mind and some free resources for you. It's been a while since I did an episode, so forgive me. I've just been really busy working on my business and I have a brand new super duper mic now, so I hope you can tell the difference in sound quality. I've been quite busy recording audio materials, writing articles for magazines and creating a free mini course, all of which you can access at denisebosk.com/anxiety. The course is on anxiety, self-worth and identity, and it's called How to Have a Balanced Mind, which I'll be running every month. Now, you'll also have a chance to listen to my latest hypnotic audio, From Stress to Serenity, which uses theta beats to help you go deeper into the subconscious mind. And that is the state you're in naturally when you're doing hypnosis or deep meditation. And it's definitely worth listening to. I'll tell you more at the end of this episode. I do hope you're feeling well and, dare I say, positive. Some of my clients have loved lockdown, particularly the ones who have social anxiety, for obvious reasons. And it's understandable, but you know, it's a shame. This hiding away can actually worsen symptoms for when we have to leave the cave or familiar comfort zone. It's laying down deeper neural networks that become entrenched and more habitual. And you start to believe that's who you are. You know, when we want anything in life, we need to get out of our comfort zone. We just need to do that. That's when we grow. And once the mind is stretched, it never returns to the old way. But yes, it can be frightening. However, what's the alternative? Putting those old glasses back on and keep seeing your life through the anxiety lens? No change there. You know, as I often explain to clients, the brain's job, or part of it, is to keep us safe, conserve energy, and it just loves familiarity. So let's just break this down for a moment. Let's imagine that someone has offered you an opportunity, perhaps in your line of work, or maybe socially, it could be anything, and you really think this is a good idea, it excites you. The brain, in seconds, shoots back into the past, has a quick look around at anything similar you may have done, and if it finds something a bit similar, and the experience was even a little bit uncomfortable, the brain flies right back into the present, projects the possibility of that same thing happening in the future with this new opportunity, and then it takes a faulty risk assessment. Danger. And it's not familiar. So it darts right back into its rather dull, limiting cave. We're safe here, it whispers. But the anxiety demon lies to you. I mean, you know by now, don't you, that it's a pathological liar. Equally, the above scenario applies if it goes back into the past and has no memory of doing anything like this particular opportunity or situation. So the brain repeats the same process, scans the past, finds nothing familiar, comes into the present, projects the what ifs into the future and makes that wrong assessment again. Then it stays where it is in the present. No change, no freedom, and a limited life, because the brain likes familiarity. You see a pattern here? And it likes to keep us safe. But the brain is a bit over-vigilant on that one. So what to do? Well, we have to have a well-rehearsed mental, visual, thought and the feelings in place so that we can take different actions despite the feelings and symptoms inside of us. So we have to get from where we are in our heads and bodies to where and how we want to be. In effect, we have to make the unfamiliar familiar. So that means doing new behaviour that you've avoided up until now in order to create a new habit. Now, we do this in very small steps to start with, and that's what I'm going to discuss on the next episode. For now, I suggest you access the free material I've prepared for you, including guided hypnosis, meditation, and access my How to Have a Balanced Mind mini course. It's a free mini course, register for it. And it's all about stopping anxiety, building self-belief and self-worth. And all you need to do is head over to Denise Bosque, that's DeniseBosque.com/anxiety. And register there and we'll be starting very soon. And it's a circular evergreen course that I'm running. So join it anyway, no matter what. I look forward to helping you in any way I can. If you have any comments, questions, subjects you'd like me to cover, then I'd love to hear from you at denisebosque.com/podcast, where you can subscribe, access all the episodes, transcripts, as well as additional material. So this is Denise Bosque, signing off until next time. So eyes up and onwards and upwards.